mikzach, that the shomer has to swear, and he's an any day he does not know how to swear, then Rav Nachman agrees that it's chayiv. So we'll soon see the case. Hochi nami here also now Mishnah, we're talking about kegoin sheyeth esek shvua b'neim, that there is a shvua between the two of them. So therefore, since he has to swear, and he says any yodeya, so he can't swear, that's the klal of mitoch shen yoch alishova mishalim. Whenever you have to swear, but you can't swear, the lachar is mishalim. Like we'll soon see. Gemara says, Heichi domi esek shvua. What's the case of an esek shvua? So Gemara answers, kid rova, like rova. The Yomar Rava says, Mon oli biyodcha. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, listen, you owe me $100. V'halo yoyme, Shimon answers back and says, Ein lecho biyodi ele chamishim. You know, I only owe you 50. That much for sure. I still owe you $50. That much I agree. So Shimon is a moide b'miksas. He agrees that he owes him $50. V'hashar, the other $50, any yodaya. Shimon says he's not sure, he does not know if he paid it back or not, he doesn't know if he owes it to you or not. So in such a case, what's the halacha? Mitoyer sheni yochel ishova mishalem. Since the Shimon has to swear, Shimon is a moide b'miksas. Like if Shimon would have said, listen, I only owe you 50, the other 50 I never took or I paid you back, so he's a moide b'miksas. Not that he agrees to 50, the halacha is midiraisa, he has to swear on the other 50. Now here that he says, any your day he does not know, so therefore he can't swear. So there's a new cloud that mitoich shen yochel ishova. Since you can't swear, the locher is mishalim, you'll have to pay. So this is the pshat, how Rav Nachman will learn pshat in our Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says, the shomer is chayiv. So Mar says now clearly, what's the case we're going to be talking about? Mar says, mishkachas lo reisha beveis. The reisha is talking about two paras. The sefer begimel, and the sefer stomach we gave over three paras. What's the case? Reisha bebeis, the Reisha someone gave over two cows, the Yomalei, that the owner says to the Shema like this, Beis poros masati l'cho, I gave you over two cows to watch. Palga di yoima b'sheila, or palga di yoima b'tchiris. The first case of the Mishnah, the owner says, listen, I gave you the Shema my two cows, and half of the day you're a shoyl, you're borrowing it, and half of the day you're renting it. Inam yorels, chad yoima b'sheila, or else the case was, where one day you took both of them, you borrowed them, you're a shayma shayl on them, v'chad yom v'tchiris, and the second day you took it, that you rented it. Umeisu tavayu, and both of the animals died. So the owner says, v'idun shilo. The owner says, listen, both of these two animals I know died at the time and the day when you were a shayl, when you borrowed it from me. Therefore the locher is a shayl is chayv anointin, so you have to pay me back the money for both the cows. The Yomalei Shoyol, now the Shomer, the one that borrowed these two cows, says back like this. Chodo in V'idin Shilo Mesa. One he admits that died when he was a Shoyol. He took two cows, so he admits that one of them died at the time when he was a Shoyol. So right away he's a Moide B'miksas. He agrees that I have to pay you back the value of one of the cows. V'iduch, the second cow that he took, he says, Lo Yodano, I do not know, I'm an Eni Yodeya. Did it die at the time when I was a shoyl, or the day that I was a shoyl? Or did it die the time or the day that I was a seicher? So in such a case, since the shomer is a moide b'miksas, he agrees that for one cow he's chayiv, and the second cow that he has to swear on now like a regular moide b'miksas, he's an any day he does not know what happened. So the klal is demitayr sheinu yochel ishova mishalin. Since the shomer has to swear, and he can't swear, because he himself says any yodeya, so since he himself admits he does not know, here's the case where he has to pay. So middle it's not a kashan Rav Nachman, even though a regular case of bori v'shema, Rav Nachman holds, lav bori yodif, you cannot be moitzi mamon, just with a tiny bori, since you don't have edim. To be moitzi mamon, you have to have edim. But here in our Mishnah, the reason why the shel is chayiv, because it's chayiv is shvua. And the loch of a shvu is that either swear or else pay. So here that you cannot swear, that's the loch you have to pay. The sefer, what's the case of the sefer? The gimel, where the owner gave over three poros. The omelet, the bialim says like this, gimel poros nasat lecho. I gave you over three poros to watch. Beis b'shila, two of them I gave over to you, that bizman, or to be a shoyl, that you're borrowing them. The achas b'shirus, and one of them I'm renting to you. One is a Yoroseicher on it. So one of them you'll be potter if it dies. Now Umeisa Hani Tati Dishila. Lameisa, only two cows dies. One of them he returns. Now the two that died, so the owner says, you know what? The two that died were the two that you are a shayl on. And therefore you chayiv to pay me for both of them. For your Malay shayl, the shayl says back, in Chodo Dishila Meisa, I agree that Lameisa, one of them was a shayl. One of them died when I was a shayl. Therefore I admit that I have to pay back for one. But either of the second cow that died, Lo Yadana, I do not know either Shila Mesa. Was it really the one that I borrowed, that one died? Therefore, the Kaim of the Schirisi, the one, the third one that's alive right now, that's the one that I rented. So that one you take back. On the other two, I have to pay you, because I was a Shoyal on them, and a Shoyal is Chayav Anointin. Or maybe what happened was, the Schiris Mesa, no, maybe the second cow that died was the cow that I rented. For Hodikaima, I there's the third cow that's still alive right now. That's the Shilahi. That's the one I borrowed from you. So really, the Shomer is a suffix whether he has to pay only one cow or for two cows. Like one cow he admits died when he was a Shoyal. The second cow that died, he does not know. He has a suffix whether it died when he was a Shoyal, whether the one that he borrowed died or did the one that he rented died. So again, since he's a Moedah B'Miksas, the Klal is, since Lamaisi can't swear because he doesn't know about the second half, he's a Moed B'Miksas. The Yonis says both of them died with the ones that you borrowed from me. So you have to pay me back for both of them. You say back one I admit, the second one I do not know. That's the Klal of Mitoich and Yochli Shava is Mishalim. Now the Gemara says, Olero mi bar choma, the Yoma that says, Dalit Shemrim Srichim Kaporo Kefiro B'Miksas. For Hoidor B'miktas, Rami Vachomis says before we had a Babakamo and the Gemara before Nafhei, that he owes all the Dalit Shemrim, that you only have to swear if they're a Moed B'miktas. He doesn't know the ear of Pashas Ksiv Khan. He says even though the Pasuk talks about Kihu Zer, Moed B'miktas, it's in the middle of the Pasha of Shemrim, and therefore he says the Shemrim is always only Chayiv when he's a Moed B'miktas. He says, so according to Rami Vachomo, Mishkachas L'Reisha B'Gimel, V'Seif V'Dalit, you have to add another Por into the case in order to say that the Shemer is Chayiv because of the Svara of Mitoich Shen Yochli Shova Mishalim. What's the case? Reisha Begimel. The Reisha is where the owner gave over three cows to the Shemer. The Omalei, that the owner said like this, Gimel Poros Nosati L'cho, I gave you over three cows. Palka D'yoyma B'shila, or Palka D'yoyma D'schiris. This was the first case in the Mishnah, that half of the day you borrowed them, and the second half of the day you rented them. Now, and then they died. So it's a shiloh, when did they die? In the morning or the afternoon? In Amirot, the second case is, Chad Yoyma B'Shelah, one day you borrowed these three cows, V'Chad Yoyma B'Shiris, and the second day you rented these three cows. And now we do not know which day they died. Nachuminer is, if you're a Shoyel, you're Chayiv. If you're a Seicha, you're Potter. O Meisel Gimel. Now all three cows died. Meisel Gimel Kula B'Yidin Shiloh. That's what the owner of the Bailam says. The Bailam says, I know for sure that all these three cows died in the morning, or they died the day that you borrowed them. Therefore, you have to pay me back for the three cows. The Yom Alei Shoyol, now the Shomer answers back and says, Chodom Loi Hoyo Dvor Meyerlum. One is not true, like one I never took from you. I never took three cows. Or else one for sure did not die when I was a Shoyol. One, whatever he says, or else one I know for sure did not die when it was a shoyl. So he's a kaifer in one. V'chodo, and one he had